Okay, has everybody done some review this week of all of the tools? You got yourself ready. Are you ready to go since it's September 1st? Because September 1st is going to get nuts from here on out. Sure, but I finally have a grasp on some stuff we're going to go through tonight, and we're going to get some stuff tied down. And, Andre and Marina had broken new silver this last week.
Great.
Woo-hoo!
And father-in-law did 35,000 in volume.
Wow.
But it's time to get serious, get whipping, and get cracking. And I talked to several of you about a bit of my frustration in terms of trying to settle on our mechanism. I love what we've got going right now, and I'm not willing to change it. It's working too well. We have some new tools out there that I don't want to be confusing to anyone else. And so as a result, we're going to find out who shows today, but it's going to become, this week is going to be the review week. And we're going to be looking at some information that we'll have a whole new set of players stepping up to the bat here, because obviously we have a number of folks that have really chosen not to be here on a regular basis. And we do have some stuff we were working on with the three, but that got put to the back burner while we were trying to build so many other different things. But now what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at becoming more very, very coordinated in our activities. I want to open up first I want to ask, did anybody have any specifically really hot things that happened this week for us?
We're getting an echo, Jerry.
Okay, let me trade phones. I'm back. Can you hear me?
Yeah, thanks.
Much better.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
All right, welcome, Gina.
Hi.
Okay, so here's where we're going to go. During the course of the last several months, new material has come out. And in that material, we're finding there are some very good backup pieces. But as we get more and more aware, these backup pieces are support tools. And those support tools we want to have easily accessible to everyone and free. And that's all good. But we don't want to have it become overwhelming and confusing. Make sense?
Yep.
Okay, welcome, Marion. And so what I'm going to do here is I'm going to show you something that some of you may not have known, but it's the first time that I will kind of get some of you oriented to what we're after. And what this is let's say I did something very strange and showed you where we stand in terms of Royal Diamond. Would anybody be interested in that?
Yep.
Sure.
Wahoo. Yeah. Mine's still loading.
Hey, Russell.
Yeah.
Now let's see if I can make this work. And we're going to take a look at a strategy for the next 180 days to try to put in place what's necessary for Royal Diamond. So bear with me as I build the matrix here, because there's going to be a number of important aspects to this. And as I do this, I want you all to just become aware that it is part of helping you to see what you want to build for the future in your group in focusing directly on actually getting a job done. Now, that one was a goofy one. And this one here. So we'll find out where we stand with this. And I'm going to show you how my thought processes are going right now in terms of, I'll try to keep it somewhat simple. This is Jan over here, and this is Walkers, and this is Denny. Now these are the three platinum groups that I have. Now, in these platinum groups, we're going to be, obviously, they're important to where we're going, and some of you exist within those groups. They're important for many reasons as we develop the next few months, but they're going to take on a very interesting relationship in the overall. And let's see, Jan disappeared on me there.
That's not good.
Okay, we're getting there. Russell's finally on, and so we're going to go to this. I'm just going to poop around here for a second. So there's our platinum. But for years, I've never, and it may come as a surprise to some of you, but I never had a goal in the camp. My goal, I guess, was just to keep everybody up and running. And so as a result of that, there was not a real focused effort on trying to get something done. And I think to the sort of the detriment of the whole organization. But right now, I've got some people in place that are interested in becoming leader legs. And Michelle is on tonight?
Just Russ.
Okay. Reminder that her name would be in there if she was on.
I'm back to Curtis.
Okay, then. All right, now, these are legs that, there are three others. There's another David. There's two other Davids, actually, that are involved in this process. And what I'm shooting for is to get the goal of 6 platinums, but in this case also President Club. But you can see that at 6 platinums and 6 President's Club, these three are in need of President's Club, the rest of them are in terms of gathering both. Each one has needs for specific aspects and areas, but if I'm to really run with these guys, you can see that I'm going to run out of time, especially since some of you are the ones that are really involved with really making this thing smoke. Now, again, Andre and Marina, it was actually Pavel, Andre and Marina's father-in-law, that went silver, his friends back east went silver. So that was a silver in Minneapolis. So Andre and Marina are in that position. And Chuck and Tracy are over here under Dave Novotny. Dave has actually got some volume for the first time in 2 years. So we'll be looking at trying to put that in place. But Chuck and Tracy are really the ones who want to be active at this game. And so I'm going to put those in place. And then over here under Walkers, we got a number of people that are very seriously wanting to approach this. And then under Jan, there's a number of people that are approaching it as well. So here, the most important group is Gina's, and she's got a follow-up group behind them. And then Jan, there are probably 3 that are currently desirous of taking this spot. But I'm just going to put a question mark in that position for now. So I've been asked by Terry Latham to join him, and I've been talking about this for a long time, in a process that he and Mike DiMuccio are together on. And I tell you, I just could not buy in completely to the full mechanism. And I think it's a little bit, we're going to go through a piece of it, and we're going to come back and take a look at this here in a minute. Because some of you on this call can certainly see yourself in that structure, but that leaves, right now, for those people that would want to go, here's the goal. I'll put it in blue down here. And that's essentially what Mike and Terry are putting as a goal, is to go, they're going to try to make 12 platinums in 6 months in Terry's group. And they call it Platinum Partnership.
In 18 months, did you say?
In 6 months. Now, some of those people are on the verge of breaking already, and some are brand new, right, wet behind the ears. So in all of these cases, under Denny is actually, and Marion, you got a couple of, you know, people that could be really included in this too, but this is Lily up in Canada. And those are only just the ones that are right there on the tip of my tongue right now, trying to check out major league groups. Oh, yeah, there's one other, and that's my daughter and son, so that's another leg. So here we go. How do you take this many legs and launch them all toward platinum? Well, has anybody noticed that I once had less organization than some? So we're going to have to clean that up. I'm going to put Kayla up here. Okay. So we'll come back to that. I want to go to this for right now. Oh, wait. I got to get to this before I go to that. Because what we're going to try to do is to set up a structure that each of you can produce your own run, but we don't want to get confusing, and we don't want to get, what do they call it, too complicated in the process. One thing I really like about this wellness track system, I want to take you for a minute through an organizational structure for a 90-day launch. The first part of the 90 days, they have it designed to go gold. The second part, they have pick up that and keep going until you get to platinum. The good part about it is that it is organized and everybody's on the same page. But we'll come in here and take a look at how it all works. Now, Mike DiMuccio, some of you have already seen his breakdown of this particular piece, and it's an excellent one of these WebExes on the launch strategy. And I'll recap it just shortly, but it's something that, for those of you who would like to consider being a part of this launch strategy, try to fill this in and be aware of how it's done and where it's found. I think it's still loading. Everybody with me? You see the space shuttle there?
Yep.
Russell, is it coming across for you?
I've got new partner track, and then I've got library education, WTS home, and nope, some just changed. New partner libraries up now. Launch track strategy just came up, so I'm in a delay mode behind you.
Yeah, okay.
This was really good when he did the WebEx on it.
Yeah. And that is a good strategy that I want to take a look at, and I wanted to get just sort of your opinions, because by the time we get to this time next week, we will be well into a launch, and it will be a launch of people who are absolutely down to their belly button, ready to rock and roll. So it's creating a focused launch. It's a key, like any business, it's creating a personal success story. A 90-day launch strategy can result in providing the foundation for a successful growth in your business toward the platinum, diamond, and royal diamond ranks. Most people never get enough heat or energy going to get it up and running. Marion, you found recently that having all those numbers is helpful, right?
Yes.
It just creates its own steam. And I know I was just talking with Tracy today, and she was very frustrated with the fact that she couldn't really muster up the urgency in her discussions with other people. Well, two teams right now that have immense urgency. The first is Pavel and Andre Marinas, and then Marion's is beginning to really start to develop some exceptional urgency as well. Part of it is you just have so many meetings to get to that you carry yourself differently. And you just say, hey, you know, if you don't get it, I really can appreciate where you're at right now, but I do need to get to some other people. I've got lots to cover in a short period of time. Thanks for your consideration, but we'll see you next time around. But we also need to have a very, very concerted way to plug them in. A 90-day launch plan can be used in any stage of your business. If you're brand new, choose the strategy that best fits your goals and your schedule. So this is all just kind of reading through this. If you're an existing consultant, choose or modify a plan, a launch plan that will help solidify your 6 plus 500 map and help you find new core leaders to achieve that next rank. So is anybody here unaware of what 6 by 500 is?
I guess I am. I am. It kind of sounds like 6 and you want 500 underneath them. But
yeah, that's right, but let's check this out here. I'm going to go to that page and see if I can find it. And just give, you'll know it when you see it. Where's the picture of it? It's basically the thing Nikan came up with that you see on their materials. That's got a big picture of a lady's face, and then next to it is five people. Those are the customers.
Mm-hmm.
Down at the bottom, there's six people, and those are your business builders.
Uh-huh.
So that's what 6 by 500 is, or 6 plus 500.
Basically.
And that means that each one of you, your people, will have $500 in auto ship. Is that what you understood it to be, Marion?
Yes.
So those five ongoing customers are essentially your auto ship people. All right, so keep in mind most of the top earning consultants created a 60 to 90 day push in their business, which now results in the majority of revenue they earn. Most Royal Diamonds sponsor between 20 and 30 people in the first few months. Also, many top leaders created 3 to 4 more major launches at different times throughout their time in Nikan. And I have to tell you that really I did that several times as well, just sort of getting the heat up and then running it 3 or 4 times. I likened it to being on Everest, and when you're climbing Everest, they have the base camps. And the reason they have the camps is so that you can get to a certain level and then acclimatize and let your body become more and more climate-tested to that particular altitude. And at the last stage, there are people who aren't acclimatized yet when somebody comes along and says, we're going to make an assault on the summit. So you might go out there at 4:30 in the morning and say, the weather looks to be favorable today, go out and up 6 people that want to take a shot at the mountaintop. Well, it doesn't mean everybody else is going to quit and go home. It's just you knock on their tent and they say, I'm either ready or I'm not ready. And you take them and you run with them. So that was really the way we built our business over time, was to have these concerted 90-day pops, and we would change the goal. We would also change the team. Does that make a clear visual image? So you go back through the rows and rows and rows of tents and just find those people that are going to run with you. So you can, they talk about complete the wellness track workbook. I'm not necessarily going to do that. It's too complicated. 90-day launch calendar. What you want to do in 90 days to go gold. That's what we're going to be discussing here. And then invest in your business. This stuff here, we already have built in, but Marion and I did a level 4 meeting the other day, and Marion did a great job of picking up right at the end and saying, are you ready to go? How did that go, Marion?
Well,
I wanted to ask the 1 through 5.
Yeah, those two are, you know, 2, 3. They are not in the same category as the ones you did the day before.
So what's good is that even though they turned out to be 3s and 4s, it was the same presentation.
And it was clarified as to what they were. And I got very specific. Liz said, I need some prodding And so I said, okay, I want to know exactly what that means. If I call you once a week and ask you for a name, is that prodding? Or do I wait till you call me or what? And so we got very specific on exactly what she wanted, whereas Brenda said, don't call me, I'll call you.
Okay, very good. And so if we were to incorporate the 1 through 5, do you feel like that's the most comfortable place to put it if we add that extra line to our launch material?
Yeah, that'd be...
Right there at the end, where would we put it?
You know, I think the 1 through 5, yes, you definitely have to have it by the end, but you may have already done it. You may have done it back closer to the time when they're making their dream. And, okay, if I can show you the dream, how to get the dream, how interested are you in working with it?
Yeah, and Russell, what's that called?
I couldn't hear clearly.
What she was saying is putting the 1 through 5 question at the end of the dream or during the dream presentation, saying, if I can show you how to get this that you really want, are you ready to start and ready to fly with it? Do you remember what Hilton Johnson called that?
Yeah, it's a basic qualifying question, you mean?
Yes.
Or commitment stage. Yeah.
And you can see how if you do that at that point, it can actually close before you ever even do the presentation.
Right.
Which means, Melody, are you confused when I say close before you do the presentation?
I mean, it kind of makes sense. You can kind of see if they're with you.
Hey, Russell, can you come up with a basic qualifying question then?
Start out with, if I can show you how to get more money, more time, and better health, will you join me tonight?
Mm. And if we really build it into what Marion and I were working on with the level 4 meeting, then we could throw it in there, and what would we use for that if I could show you what? Marion, what would we use for fodder in that point?
Well, they had said how much money they wanted to make in a month so they could have that dream. And so if we can show you how, are you ready to go?
I'm going to make a note of that because I really like what we're doing right here. And answer their dream, really. And one other thing that came up was the Wolfgang Close. Does anybody remember that one? And we can throw the Wolfgang Close in right under where we get one-on-one. And I wish I could... I'm just going to escape this for a second to just give us a visual here. Oh, you know what? I could have done this. And then I wouldn't have had to get out of that, would I? Okay. I'm getting this down, guys.
Jerry, you guys are saying if I could show you and then you repeat back what their dream is, would you be ready to get to join us today or tonight or whatever? Is that what you're saying, Russell?
Right, you're answering their desires or what their hot buttons. You're bringing those up. If I can show you how to answer those hot buttons, are you ready to get started tonight?
Well, and before that, we asked the question, okay, what is stopping you from being able to do all these things that you said you wanted to do? And they basically say, it's finance. So then we say, okay, let's say a dollar amount. How much would make that possible? And it was interesting because one of the gals said, well, I guess the minimum would be $10,000 a month. And the other one's mouth about popped open, and she said, and the one that said 10,000, she says, you know, that would be a minimum. It's not really very much. And the other one was thinking, man, I was thinking 5,000 a month would be awesome.
Yeah, well, the one that was at 3 and said, don't call me, said 20, not 10.
Yeah, right.
All right, can you all see we're up on the page right now? So if I was going to take that and put it in right, where's my little pointer here? If I was going to put it in, we have what's your perfect day, what's missing, and then we'd say, if I could show you how we can put all of that together, is there anything that you can imagine that would stop you from jumping in right now or today?
Right.
We could throw that in there, and I'm going to play with that a little bit. Then down at the bottom over here, where we go to leverage, and then move to gear. So you see this section here? Literally, I think I should move this down so it's more obvious. But when they're going to get their gear, the Wolfgang Close would say, now, you told me that you were looking to try to get $20,000 a month. Oh, if you really understood that a business was going to build you toward $20,000 a month and was going to give you that for every single month for the rest of your life, what do you think would be an appropriate investment to start a business like that? And can you imagine that you may want to do once about what you want to make every month? So, Tracy, does that statement make any sense to you?
Sure does.
So if somebody says $20,000 a month, what should they realistically be looking to put into a business that will produce $20,000 a month? If we just say...
Well, I just say a wellness home, so...
Well, you, yeah, and if we say, realistically, if you look at the real world, and it was going to cost you at least $20,000 to build a business that would make you $20,000 a month, it would definitely be worth it, right?
I like that because it isn't just a wellness home. I mean, if they're serious, I want them to go to national conventions. I want them to go to the Human Seeing More training and the Gold training. Probably go down to the headquarters and, you know, a business partner who wants to make $20,000 a month needs to take this seriously as a business.
Yeah, they need to do it all, but he was just asking me about the investment part. Yeah, they definitely need to do it all.
Well, and I guess if we could say, all right, it really makes logical sense that if you were going to start even a dry cleaning business, you'd be in for $85,000. So it makes sense that if you're $85,000, so you can make $25,000 a year. And so if this was going to make you $20,000 a month, it's pretty logical to assume that an investment of $20,000 once would be absolutely appropriate, in fact, incredibly lucrative. So we're actually going to only go a quarter of that, and you can see how a good deal is on this. But that really, realistically, as fast and as hard as you want to run, you might want to consider that as you go into looking at your product purchases. So that's something that I would say if I was going to do any more of those is to make sure that I throw in here at the gear section that kind of a comment and up here at what's missing and then between here and here if we could show you. Is that sort of agreeable to everybody?
Yep.
Yes.
Gina, are you getting lost in all this at all?
This is Russ, and I'm
no,
getting lost
not at all,
your pointer is slow for me.
Oh, okay.
So I'm getting lost. So maybe you can spread those lines out and just put what you were putting in there? I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I might do is just spread it out a little bit in a different color, something
yeah,
like that.
That would be great.
And so, Gina, this is making sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
You tend to be, you have a really good knack for knowing when to pull the trigger on a close. Are those good times, or can you see a better time to do it?
Well, I think I just try to follow my client's lead. You know, it just goes back to giving them what they want. And when they tell you what they want and you can meet the need right now, it's just like with those people you met with the other day, Jerry. I mean, I don't know. It just went straight from an ABC to, hey, I want in this thing all the way. Within, you know, 24 hours, their decision was made, and they are off and running. So they haven't even seen a wellness home. They haven't seen a preview.
That's my kind of people.
You know, they don't know. They have no idea, but they're ready to go. So, yeah, that was knowing when to close is a good idea.
Well, this is an interesting point because I did have one of our people ask me today, you know, in frustration, they've kind of come across, we only get to about level two and we don't get any farther. And all of a sudden we had this one right here with rocket fuel that all I had to do was just sort of like spark and the thing went up like a nuclear bomb. And the biggest difference was that I really started this whole presentation with them on a very strong premise that it was all market trends. It was kind of Dave Johnson talk. They were healthcare professionals, and he was dissatisfied with the direction of healthcare, jumped out of his old job. His new job stinks. His old job was kind of fun, and he wants something to do and kind of fit a lot of the patterns for him. But Marion and I actually are spending much more time talking about those market trends and where things are. And look, this is a serious proposition, and the timing is incredible right now. Wouldn't you say we've changed some of that lately, Marion?
Yes, the market trends, I think, is good.
And so I really would encourage all of you to let the tools do more of the selling and the validation. And really, I'm trying every time I sit across the table from somebody now to say, we are about building a group of people to accomplish a very specific and very large and very lucrative outcome. And we would like you to consider being a part of that effort. And we're going to show you in detail what our plan is to get that done, and if you see yourself fitting into that, then hey, let's roll. And that is a very different story than I used to say. And I'll tell you, we had the best summer we've had in 10 years. And I think a lot of it has to do with just playing that timing issue.
Well, and people know what you want, what you're doing, and they want to be part of it.
So we're going to be looking at a lot of different things in the next little while, but you all can see where those went in here, and I appreciate your taking the time on that with me here, and I'm going to do this again and go back over to where we were before. And I want to take a look at this launch strategy because the mechanism that we're using is strong. The backup information, whether it be on Terry or Rick's webpage, is more easily understood than the Wellness Track system. Steve, you've reviewed both. What do you think?
I love what's on the Wellness Track, but if somebody's not used to the web and they're just a novice, man, you could get lost really quick. But if you have specific links to a specific thing, man, it's awesome.
And these are things that we are going to have to kind of work with here a little bit, where we have to provide them with those links. And as a team, as a group of people, we may have to say, how do we find this and how do we find that, and then email it directly to your new people or put it in little archives so we find maybe the four or five most common tools to be used.
Yeah, or you get them to somebody that has the ability to put them all together in a real simple, easy manner that if you want this, click here. If you want this, click here. You want this, click here. And that's really simple to put together for me.
All right, so we're going to go back to our deal here, and we'll flip through it real quick. because the meat of this thing is really coming up. And it takes, you know, it takes 3 or 4 weeks to even navigate your way around through this if you know what you're doing and you've been in Nikin for a long time.
Yeah, somebody brand new would have
so
a hard time.
I just can't see using this in its entirety for a brand new person. They would absolutely choke to death. But that's just my opinion. My opinion counts because I'm the one going Royal Diamond.
So your opinion counts because I choke on it and I've been around the web a long time.
So we want to take care to use it properly, but don't drown your people in it. Swimming is a really good thing, but if you go out there and chuck the little boogers off the boat if they get to the shore, you might lose a couple of them.
You guys are fading out really badly when you barely hear Steve.
Okay, everybody, star 4, is it?
Yep.
Are you, my voice carrying, Russell?
I'm sorry, this feature is not enabled.
Enabled on my...
Doesn't work with this one, Jerry.
Works the first time.
Well, that's weird. Huh. All right. Can you hear me, Russell?
Yes, you're coming in fine. Everybody else is fading away really bad.
Isn't that weird? I guess, you know, I don't know why that is, because the system shouldn't recognize me any differently than anybody else. And what's weird is when Rick's group works, Cowboy and Rick are always screwed up, and they're the leaders.
Yeah.
So I have no idea what that is. Okay, is everybody getting the... preparing to launch your business?
Yep.
Alright, so these specifics here are talking to a brand new person. And they're saying if you want to get ready to launch in the next 90 days and go bananas, you want to complete your calendar of what you're going to do when. We're going to talk about that right now. You want to invest in your business, complete your My Contact list, which is your just 100 names, and then plug in. And what they've got oriented for their plug-in is get on the wellness track and trigger your launch. Well, we're going to plug in a different way. Sorry, guys. So the strategy is if you're going to try to make it, for example, to gold, you're going to shoot for platinum, and if you fall short, it's okay. Anybody have a problem with that strategy?
Not at all.
The following karate illustration is analogous to the key strategic thinking at work in all of life's breakthrough achievements. To break through the board, your focus must stay beyond the board. And if you haven't ever seen that or heard that, try it sometime. If you hit the board, your handle hurt. If you hit through the board, you'll break the board. So your daily activities then are going to be to shoot beyond that board and create, or it says decide on what you want the result to be and then build a plan focused on achieving the point beyond the value it adds. And then in this case he says financial abundance. So here comes the next one there. Okay, add value to the clients, present your offering, and your result is you attract money. So this...
Jerry, I've lost you. I'm not on the same page, but I don't know what happened. I'm just looking at the wellness track with all the levels.
Okay, is anybody else still looking at that as well?
No.
I'm with you.
I don't know what's if our connection's well.
Yeah, it sounds like you might have lost connection.
I have tutorial overview and close on the screen. Wellness track picture with all the...
Are you still in... Are you on WTS by itself on your own computer, or are you still following me?
Nope, Rick says we're following you.
Let me try something here.
Kind out or something.
Somehow, yeah.
Now it's going.
Oh, you're good now?
It's slow.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry.
All right, so basically that's just talking about breaking through the board. I'm going to take a second and probably leave this page and then have to come back to it. We're back to our WebEx meeting and then I've got to go back.
Hey, Jerry?
Yeah.
Just below the what's missing, what did you put in there?
We're going to put, it's a BQQ, or basic qualifying question, and that is if we can show you something that would be a completely viable vehicle to get you where you want to go, and it makes total sense, are you ready to start today?
Okay. Thank you.
By the way, Russell, I do have two live level fours now on audio.
Awesome. How do I get them?
Sit around and wait. What else do you do in this game?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be loading those right after this tonight. And then once I make those CDs, I'll just pop them out to everybody.
Okay.
But the next ones I make will have those basic qualifying questions and other one down at the bottom, which is the Wolfgang close, and we'll see how that goes, just to give you some hints.
Okay.
Now, in the gold plan, can you all see up here where my pointer is?
Mm-hmm.
It says it's find 10 partners, yellow, and generate 3 court partners. Basically what it's saying is, if you're going to end up with 3 people that are going to be trying to go gold or silver, you're going to have 10 people that are partners. Everybody agree with those numbers?
Yep.
That's pretty consistent.
And why do we say that? Because everything is the rule of threes, right? No matter what we try to do, one third of people actually do it, and the rest of them will just kind of poop around. So I'm going to go through this, all this stuff here. So here's the strategy. 5 wellness home briefings, 1 per week, 5 in a row, or 5 weeks in a row. Anybody have a problem with that kind of activity?
Nope.
Wellness home briefing is bringing someone to a wellness home.
Yeah, bringing one to a wellness home or having your own. Let's say you were starting somebody in a market where NECAN didn't exist. Can you see where they'd have to do their own?
Uh-huh.
But they could do it by WebEx. And we're going to define some clear points in time when the WebEx exists. Your first two are hosted by your Upline Silver. Now what? There might be a really good point being made in this process. And what Mike is trying to do is to, let's say I'm working with Gina, for example. In Gina's group, if she's launching somebody brand new, then she would be hosting the first two wellness home briefings. And you've done that before, right, Gina?
Hosted 2 new wellness home previews for new people?
Yeah.
Yeah. In their home.
Now, remember when, let's say Gary got started and
Becky.
They were underneath Rhonda and Dave, right?
No.
Oh, no. They're directly under you.
Yes.
But when they were launching, let's say, Danny, Gary and Becky relied on you as the Upline Silver to do the presentation. You see how that works?
Yes.
The last 3 are hosted by the person launching the business. So if there's a 5-week run, you would host their 2 first ones. And if they already knew they were going to host or be the leader of their next 3, then, and everybody agreed upon that, they'd start doing their studying right off. Make sense?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So, for example, Melody is definitely strong enough to do those in-home presentations, but Melody, wouldn't you appreciate it if somebody said, you got 2 weeks, I'm doing the first 2, and you start studying, and you have 2 weeks to get ready for it, rather than just, all right, we've done 2 and you're on.
Yeah, absolutely.
That second scenario is how I usually operate.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try to change that. You must invite at least 18 people per week to your wellness home briefings from your name list. Is that a realistic number? Gracie, why 8? Why 18?
Law of thirds.
So you end up with what?
Six.
6 people to show up?
6 people to say they will and 2 to show up.
So here's the total numbers. If you invite 90 people total over the 90-day period, 30 will come to Wellness Home Briefing. 10 of those people become partners, 3 become core partners and launch business. The reality is those numbers are probably true, but I wouldn't tell a brand new person too much of that. I mean, we'd go for it, but that's probably what it's going to boil out to be. Some people, it'd just be overwhelming and it'd make the brain go into concrete. The key events are the monthly, the quarterly events, and these events are a must for people who attend who are launching their business and to lock in those who have not yet committed. This is real important. And we have a huge event coming up here in Spokane in the next couple of weeks that Dr. John Jackson is going to be here. We can use that to really tie people in. And this is something I'm going to try to discipline myself to learn from this point on, is how important it is to have each person convinced to go to these events. Have any of you ever gone to one and wished you had more people there?
So many times.
And yet we need to, there are some who are natural born promoters and others who are not. So we've got to really get on the same bandwagon with this. There's people that send out flyers in advance and do it in the right amount of time. There are others who are not. We just can't afford the luxury to just be one of those people that drops the ball anymore. Everybody's got to be in the game. So after your 5 weeks of wellness home briefings, you'll focus the balance of your time on your 90-day launch. So 5 weeks only covers the first month and 1 week. And you've got another month and 3 weeks left to go in your 90-day launch. Helping your new core partners launch their 5 weeks of wellness home briefings while offering support to partners not fully engaged in a launch. So what they're really basically saying here is if you're a brand new person and you do 5 weeks of your own wellness home briefings, you're going to focus on developing your core people. Get them online, get them in the game and going. And then you help your new core partners launch their 5 weeks of wellness home briefings while offering support to partners not fully engaged. What that last part means is you're just going to have some people that aren't going to be those core people. And they still have to be processed and they still have to get, just like Marion said, they were threes. And we still want those threes to have an opportunity to go to the events and learn things because they can change their mind, right? All right, is that confusing to anybody? Does this seem like good logic to apply so we're all on the same page? Okay, the next section says the time frame is 90 days. The objective is to find and launch 3 core partners, sponsor 10 frontline seniors. Because if you get 10 frontline seniors, how many people are going to be stoked about that? And the reality is you're going to have about 10 frontline seniors to go gold. Just kind of the way it always works out. They need to get products, invest in tools, complete the list, the name list, commit to the numbers, work with your upline, and then this calendar they're throwing out there. And that's really not changed from anything else we've ever seen. Understand the numbers and the timing. To find and launch 3 core partners in time, you will sponsor 10 seniors within 5 weeks. You sponsor 10 seniors, you'll take 3 people through complete partnering process, and they just become, major players. You take 30 through the partnering process, you'll contact and invite 90 people within the last week. Now, this all is restating the same thing, but it can be confusing if we just keep stating it all the time. I think this is where it starts getting just a little bit too much into the game. For those of you who are visual, let's just look at that last little piece. You see down at the bottom here, we're out of these 10 people. This one could be and this one could be your core partner, and this one could be your partner. They'll show up out of the 10. That's really the point we're saying. So here's the daily schedule. It's no different than what we're doing. Contact, invite people, go through your ABCs, go to your wellness previews. Okay, now let's take a look at a calendar. This actually works out pretty well. Let's say your calendar, you choose that you're going to have your wellness preview or some system, some tool that's going to validate the business for those people. And so Gina's new people, we validated the business in one day. They got it. And what this was it was originally set was an 8 p.m. 15-minute network call. They just basically said for that group on that day, they have a group call for your group. So let's say Russell's group. And he says that 8 p.m. on Thursdays is my night to do my validation call. And then that call could be two or three people who are ready to give a testimony about how NECAN is really cool. We run this conference call. All the people that are in Russell's group that are trying to make a run for it get on and kind of go, hi, this is, and we're really getting started and this is really exciting. Then we might do a short little 2 or 3 minute blurb about what is NECAN and why do we get into it, and then give somebody's testimony. And then say the simple thing is, it would just take these three easy steps to get involved. Check back with the people. What's that? Must have been an echo. Then we do it again, then we do it again. In about 15 minutes, we've gone through three times just saying, this is cool. Here's some people validating it. Here's what you do to get started. Then you do it again. This is huge, and it's got all this validation. And then here's three people or a couple of people telling their testimony, and here's the easy way you get in. And then you're validating each one of those. So something like that might be a Russell call on that day. Then you can validate the products. Now, if you validate the products by just simply putting them on those or having that rollout or however you're going to validate the products, you get those two steps done in the Wellness Home briefing, you can kind of do it all at the same time. Then on Saturday, the validating the plan. And what these guys have got in motion is a Saturday morning WebEx that's hosted by the couple out of Vancouver, B.C. That's Kathy and Bernie Dolman. And they go through a PowerPoint, and it's very, very well done, showing what the plan is for what they want to accomplish. And so they have 10:30 a.m., 20 minutes, VP, I can't remember what that stood for, ABC call. And that's hosted by the Upline Gold. So if we really start to take a look at this kind of a thing, and we start to pop some golds out, this might be an interesting thing. It's just that you've got this 20-minute call that says we're going to show you how the plan works. So you've got three things working, the business, the products, and the plan. At the end of it, they make a decision. Now, the strategy session, this whole strategy session is hosted by the Silver. This might be an in-home. And during the in-home, there's a 20-minute section that is a call, what do you call those, on a speakerphone?
Conference call?
Yeah, it might be a conference call with the gold on a speakerphone, and two or three silvers are doing their strategy meetings maybe at their house on a Saturday morning, or could be on WebEx. So let's review it real quick so it's not too confusing. On Thursday, you contact and invite people, and they can come through your Wellness Home briefing here. On Saturday, you have a strategy session that talks about the plan and how you're proposing to do it, and then finally making a decision. Once you get to Monday of the next week, then you start getting them into, that's their basically their level four meeting of getting in and getting going.
Can I go back to step three?
It's all right.
ABC, is that our typical ABC meeting? Is that what the strategy means?
No, what they're doing here is they're saying the ABC meeting would be presented. They're actually skipping that. They're saying everybody's coming through a Wellness Home first. That's okay. On step one and two. So we're modifying it slightly because we will have throughout the week a bunch of ABCs. Once you get to this, it's a wellness home briefing that's hosted by you and your partner. We just talked about that, where you do two, and or the silver does two, and then you do three. And during that, 15 minutes of that might be a network call where you've got, okay, we're going to show you that there's five of these going on around the country at the same time in my group. Now, this is an eventuality, but that sounds powerful, doesn't it?
Okay, so during the wellness home party, you are going to have a network call. That's where that comes in.
Right.
Okay.
And on this validating the plan, you're basically going to go over the training like Dennis and Ruth Williams used to do on a Saturday morning. They'd always bring everybody in and said, here's how you go silver. If you get four people who go senior and those people get four who go senior, then you'll be silver in 1 month. And that was their training. Every Saturday, they'd have a Thursday night wellness preview and a Saturday morning training every week, over and over and over and over.
So how do you visualize if we were to have that training? What would we be focusing on?
If your Saturday morning training was, it would be looking at the one piece that's usually left out is what is the power of network marketing, and if you, it's what do you get in return for your investment in terms of quality of life, in terms of time, and so forth. Now, these are points that we're going to be negotiating and pounding out exactly what we're going to be doing in those. But that's what we would be doing. Then getting aligned, team meetings, these are your level fours, getting people up and ready to go. So it says here, if you got 18 contacted per week, six of them receive all three steps, two of them become clients, two become partners, and they begin to the alignment process. So is this overwhelming to anybody so far?
Well, it's new. Tweaking it, so it's not overwhelming, but I agree with you. We need to work what's going to be in each. I can't visualize what's happening in each of those meetings yet.
All right, and you can see why I have hesitated to jump in with these guys, because although this fits for their strategies and the way they're doing it, then in this next section I really like too. We just have to put in our own pieces in this. So the core partner, in a 1 to 2 week alignment phase, they launch. It means you're pooping around getting yourself ready to go for 2 weeks. And then once you launch, you start contacting, inviting, and you start your first week. Boom, 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 contact and invite. On that Thursday, you have your wellness home briefing. That's no different than we already do, right? Except that people kind of have their own grand opening for their business. And
but, Jerry, are you saying we could still use the public weekly preview as the wellness home briefing?
Sure. It's your baby. The deal is, whatever, is that blue? I'm colorblind. Is that blue or purple?
Blue.
The deal is, on that day that's blue, it's your baby, your team beginning to grow. Taking, as a core leader, you're going to be taking control and taking ownership of your own leadership. Then whatever color that thing is,
green.
That's a strategy session. You're still contacting and inviting every day. And then your startups are your level one or level four meetings. All this is doing is just saying, if you're in the position I'm in to try to go Royal Diamond, if you all were assigned specific slots that you did these things, then it would make more sense to you, and I could make my schedule work more easily. And you'll do the same when you're on your trek for platinum. Make sense so far? So this is a general idea. Then this thing right here on the 15th, the mid-month event, the idea is to show people what their group is doing, how your group is going, giving you credit, taking you to a special NECAN event that is almost like a reward for the work that you've been doing, so that you can get recognition by your peers. It's fun. It's kind of a dream night type of event. you can have a special, you know, Humans Being More would be a great one for that, or if you do have an expo during that month, that's terrific. But if you don't, then you want to create one that's just giving people credit, letting them talk, get in front of the group, that kind of thing. All right, so each one of you then, you can see these colors where this one would be your, well, it's home briefing. This one's your strategy sessions, and this one is your starting people up. Those dates can be negotiable. Now, if this is your core partner one, and they're using Tuesdays, you get a second person started in the next week, they take Wednesdays. You see that?
Well, the problem that I see with that is that Level 4 meeting and the ABC meeting, in the past at least, is when the client can do it.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
Gary, can you repeat what she said? We couldn't hear anything.
Okay. Am I coming through clearly enough now?
Yeah, you are coming through clear.
Okay, but you can't hear what Marion was saying?
No, just please.
Okay, Marion said in the past we were doing our level fours whenever the new person is available rather than a specific time. And I'm gonna do just a little bit of a wee squish on this and change it just slightly. I'm just throwing out an option here. Most of the time we will also have that going on throughout the week on an individual basis. But can all of you see, as I point the pointer here, that there's a general getting started or day for everyone on this day? What if there was a single, what do you call this, WebEx with the whole team that they could access as a backup to the level four they went through on their own? Or there's a general WebEx that would allow them to be on the phone with their new person or on the WebEx, and then a brand new person with no experience would know that that diamond or that platinum or that gold is going to be there on that day giving that presentation.
I like that.
Useful. The same thing on that Saturday morning is this is that backup that would be redundancy built in, so it happens over and over again.
So you're looking at these as WebExes.
A lot of them, yes, because they're going to have to be, as you saw, I'm going to be launching like seven all at once. So for me, a lot of this is going to have to be done WebEx, especially if we start getting Chuck and Tracy, Russell and Audria, and then a number of people I have in the back east that I just haven't even mentioned yet that are going to play the game. You got to do it in that fashion. You guys wouldn't have so much because you don't have such big lines, but as you get bigger, that's a bigger problem. Now, I'm going to review this one more time, Russell. Can you see here that this is core partner number one, and through that week, this is where you would put your effort with core partner number one. And if you're starting from scratch and you now have core partner number two and you pick them up in the second week, then that becomes their week that you work with them. And then,
so they become a Wednesday person, maybe.
What's that?
They become an alternate time or day for the second person.
Yeah, it's their focus on their day.
Right.
And then third week, you pick up that one, and they run it through. All of them meeting here. Now, on the 17th of this month, Terry Latham is going to be running his first, and he's going to want us hanging around on that with a WebEx, introducing ourselves, enjoying the process of watching their people go through this. So whether or not we use the same terminology, I still think we can be a part of a launch strategy that's more coordinated like this and more predictable when you can get at these WebEx meetings, even though we may not be using every tool they use, because I think they're just going to choke on those tools. They're going to start tripping over how much information is getting out there. But that's just my guess. Now, in this third month, you notice now that your core partner two gets up to their fifth week, then they're on their own. Your core partner number three gets up to their fifth week down here, and they're on their own. You got an expo going on over here, and you've got your special meeting here. The expo was different than the group gathering, which may also be done by WebEx. This is just going to be important to that team that's got a specific goal and knowledge of one another. Now, I don't want to overwhelm all of you with this. I just want you to know where you might fit into this schedule. You may be a CP1, but when you get to the level where I'm at, can you all see why I have to begin to start to go with something like this? So this one says, humans being Mars on the first Saturday of Sunday or Sunday-Monday of the second month of the quarter, and the regional expos on the third. And all this stuff is in here for your knowledge, but that's why I think this program is so detailed that you can almost overwhelm yourself if you start thinking at it in terms of being the Royal Diamond that it's administering it. Now, the rhythm of business, what's interesting about this is that there are actually, and we may even find ourselves using them, there are pre-done, what do they call them, PowerPoints for every one of these meetings. So we're just going to have to plug in the ones that fit best for us. A visual look at how your business could grow. Here's you starting. You have a five-week launch. You bring in 10 partners and go silver. You have your lock-in event here where you lock in with your three partners. Now, this is something that I used to do that I tried to get some of my leaders to do, and it worked pretty well for Gina, but it wasn't consistently universally understood. And that was when Gina was running for gold, we pulled all of her silvers and new players together on a weekly phone call, and it was effective, but not nearly as effective as we now can be if we use WebEx and lay out those teams, who's bringing somebody new, how much volume we have in there, because we used to have to describe that by voice, and it took forever. Do you remember that, Gina?
Yes.
It was effective, but it works even better if they can see their name and the volume next to it and how they can fill it in. Russell, can you imagine that?
Yes, I can.
Where you bring three of your players now, your core people, and they come on and you strategize during the week in a lock-in session. Okay, then the next thing is those three people have their five-week launch. They go silver. You lock them in at an event. Then 5 weeks, those people, they go silver. Then the people above them go gold, and you go platinum. You have a lock-in event to celebrate it all. In the following animated slides, we'll show you how the above can occur with overlapping months. So here's your first full month.
Black. Is that a people's screen black? Oh, is that what I needed?
Oh, I'm still in color.
Okay.
You good, Marion?
I needed to wiggle my mouth.
Oh, okay. All right, so your first week, your core partner, in week one and two, they just get oriented, and then they launch. Then they have their first wellness home preview on that Thursday, then a strategy session on Saturday, which is kind of a training, and then a getting started meeting on Monday. Then they go here, and then at this session, you get your new silvers receive public recognition. So I should have a point on this date where I could have the Russians from back in Minnesota on that just went silver last month, and everybody would get excited. You see that?
Yes.
And that is your lock-in session. You've got core partner one now established as a silver. You rock and roll and launch core partner one, and they have a wellness home here. And now you've got a couple different days going. You've got humans being more training that's going on up here just because it does. And you're starting to launch people, give them recognition, launch the third, and then the next week, number nine, week 10, and it's showing you how everybody's going silver and gold. And it all looks like how to make the space shuttle on the weekends with your family. So that was what I wanted you to all get was that what if we could have something that, you know, some of this gets a little bit active in here, but this shows good, better, best package, that kind of stuff. But I wanted to just throw that calendar out there and say, do y'all see some benefit in going to that?
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's a matter now of going back to our, I think I'm going to come up here with my WebEx meeting. Okay. Everybody see the main page again?
Mm-hmm.
Russell, you're going to be a while.
I've got the four-step process.
Okay, good. And so if I come to this page, now you see, because I'm going to have somebody in Marion's group, somebody is going to be invited in Russell's group, Andre and Marina, or whatever we can get with Eric. He's been real busy lately, but Andre and Marina are hot, and so is Pavel. Somebody in Sandy's group, likely we just have to ask if she wants to be a part of this. Dave Novotny, well, probably not, but Chuck and Tracy will be asked. Audria, David, Helenthal, who's a brand new attorney in my group, my daughter, Lily, Gina, go and ask these people. If it works with that first core group of people, can you all see that others will want to incorporate the process somewhere down the road?
Yes.
Yep.
Everybody first goes platinum. Even if we only get two or three of them that go platinum in this 6 month period, or one that goes platinum and two or three end up going gold, and maybe four end up going silver, is everybody going to be bitter and kick the cat?
And we're going to be pretty excited.
So that's what I'm going to be putting my effort toward, is getting this cinched down and be predictable where I'm going to be. Let's have a look. I mean, we probably are way late on this. Yeah, we're an hour and 30 minutes into it. But does anybody have any comments right now before we quit?
Well, I think the key is to powerfully work with the people so they will want to launch quickly and immediately and powerfully. Then it'll work. That's been the holdup with me, is they just dilly-dally and then it happens or it doesn't.
Well, the key is it's going to start out with your level of people. And you're right. If somebody steps up to bat on this, this isn't kindergarten and this isn't playtime. That's all for the twos and the threes and the fours. This is for fives who are wanting to make this a living. And they're wanting to make that living so that my prediction is that this is a group of people who, if you're moderately successful at it, in a year you should be making $5,000 a month. And that is a crew that is going to want to put themselves into the belief system. And once it starts to rock and roll, you can start bringing people with a passion and a vengeance to make it work. So
yeah,
during
I
the
think
next
this
week,
is the tool that we've needed all along to create the urgency, because this is the tool that's going to, you know, make or break the business builders and the leaders, and they're either going to jump on board and go with it, or they're going to get left in the dust. And when you present it to them in that way, that, you know, I only have so many hours a day, and I only have so many people I can work with, and I only have so many people I can take to Diamond or Royal Diamond with me. Do you want to go or not? Make your decision, because like you said in the beginning of this call, I have other people I need to see.
And it doesn't mean that you cut them off forever. What it means is we're making the run for the top right now. Would you like to be in a priority position on this run? And if you would, then I want you to really be clear about what we're doing and then step up to it. But be very, very frank that this is where when the rubber meets the road, this is where we're going to be placing our priorities, because as this becomes successful and you're a pioneer in this process, then that makes it more doable for the next generation to come through. Anyone else?
I'm already asking myself why we're only shooting for platinum. Miriam, I think we need to be looking at gold. What do you say? Or, I'm sorry, diamonds. Yeah. We should be shooting for diamonds so that we'll make platinum for sure.
Right.
And I think that once we establish a method that's really starting to move smoothly, then you start to see many, many, many more numbers coming in, and then pass the reins. That's the big deal, is if you can pass the reins to the next generation. Then you're going to start to see explosive growth. It's when you get into fourth and fifth level activity, that's where the explosions occur. Because if you go back and figure out your five who get five who get five, fourth, fifth, and sixth levels where all your money's at. And if you can't have those people doing effective level fours or having a place to plug into them that's predictable, you're just going to keep redoing your launches every week instead of growing explosive growth.
Been there, done that.
Any comments from Tracy, Chuck, any of that? Just taking it all in?
Yeah, you just gave a lot of information there. The first time I've looked at it, hasn't all soaked in yet. I like the format of it. Just have to look at it a little more.
Okay, that's great. And I think basically it's a structure. And what I'm more interested in than anything is settling on a structure.
That was the word I was looking for, structure.
And Dennis Williams has a structure because on Saturday mornings he always does his, what's that thing called? It's called Show Me the Money. And then on Mondays he's always got his WebEx calls. And I think that there are certain WebExes that we could, like the Show Me the Money or some of the others, that are pretty much do them once and you can record them and people can call them up. But there's a huge aspect of doing these together. And when we get to WebEx, and as we get a little better with WebEx, if they've got a video camera and we can let them tell their story and say their piece and we can see their group of people and cheer on with them, that's where the WebEx is going to come in, as if you were with them in a meeting. It's just going to reduce a lot of the travel time, and it's going to bring people like Chuck and Tracy, who have been out there on that desert island all by themselves with no prospects for years. I mean, no team members. Sure. Have 8 million prospects. Then they finally don't feel like they're out there on their own. Russell, the same thing. Can you feel that, Russell?
I was just typing your little thing to send to you.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. And it's you call 90 in the first month, it's your basis for gold.
Yeah.
Okay, repeat that with three first level people, that's your basis for platinum. Repeat it again with the second level people, would be your 9 second level people, would be the foundation for diamond.
Exactly. Just like Terry Latham's vision a couple years back. Now it's a matter of putting some meat on these bones and agreeing as a group what tools are the tools that are easiest to use and most appropriate for this, and then go at it with those tools. And I don't think we need to change a whole lot. It's just understanding this rhythm with our tools applied to it. If that happens, we're much less likely to upset the apple cart. But if you start changing all the tools and adding new things to it, you're going to choke everybody with confusion. So this starts next Monday, and this time frame will be taken up with covering this issue and those people who specifically are probably going to be in the 6 to 9 people range who basically say, all right, I'm going to start a 90-day launch, and it's going to be intense activity with the very specific outcome of getting to the platinum in 6 months, having these team leaders that are beginning to develop. And through it all, understanding a mechanism so it doesn't matter how many platinums, how many countries you add them in, you can still operate the whole proposition. Okay, guys, that's a lot to think about, so let's be in touch by phone or whatever's necessary.
Awesome. Okay, thanks, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry.
Awesome.
Rock and roll, man.